Welcome back to Vikings Connected, everybody. I'm Erin Newberg alongside Ben Lieber. Every week we have a special guest. We've had Josh Duhamel.
Mm-hmm. Your crush.
My number one crush.
Yeah.
Fran Tarkenton. We've had Andrew Zimmer. The list goes on and on.
Yeah, and this week we're going to get a little bit edgy. So we have one of the bloggers from BarstoolSports.com. It's a website based on pop culture and sports. They do a lovely blend of both.
My kind of website.
I know it. And their special guest is one of their guys. His name is Big Cat. All right, we welcome in now Big Cat from BarstoolSports.com. First off, thank you for being here, and tell us a little bit about Barstool Sports that people don't know about this website.
Okay. Oh, well, my dog already barked. So. She was sleeping all day, and now she came in for this show. Do you guys want me to do something about that?
Well, do your dogs want a little screen time?
Yeah. Let me throw her
in the bedroom.
Let her have her shot.
Thank you guys for having me. Barstool Sports, we are a website, men's entertainment website. We talk about sports, pop culture. Basically, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's what guys talk about when they're sitting at the bar with their buddies. Debates on sports, what's going on pop culture, we cover it all.
You're in the Chicago market. You guys are big Bears fans. And I think the big A topic there is the Jay Cutler situation. How does the team move forward? Any insights on if they keep him, they release him? What's the deal with Jay?
In terms of the Bears in general, the 2014 season has been, it's a dumpster fire, to put it as eloquently as possible. Everything that could go wrong has gone wrong. For Jay and Jay Cutler's deal, the issue obviously is that the Bears signed him in the offseason to a 7-year deal, which is essentially a 3-year deal when you look at the numbers. Benching Jay Cutler after you gave him all this money, there's a big question going forward whether he's going to be able to stay, because the McCaskies, the ownership group, does not want to write a contract just for someone to walk. Can you trade him, or are you going to, you know, next year reboot the whole thing and try it again?
So if you had a bet on it, what do you think is going to happen between the coaching staff and Jay? What do you think the future holds?
Trestman's gone. Okay. Trestman and the coaching staff is gone. That's pretty clear. And that obviously has a lot to do with the performance of the team, but even more than that, it has to do with the team quitting on him and quitting on his system. And once you lose the locker room, I don't know how you get that back.
So if Trestman is gone, who do you think fills his shoes? Or who would you like to see?
I need Jim Harbaugh in Chicago like I need air. I want it. He's the golden goose in my mind. If you get Jim Harbaugh, your whole franchise changes around. So if you can't get Harbaugh, I don't know. I mean, I've heard Shanahan floating around. If you're going to keep Cutler, you try to get that back together from their Denver days. There's some interesting choices out there, but unfortunately the Bears are not a premier spot anymore because of the dysfunction they've had recently.
All right, I'm going to ask you maybe to calm down. I think you're getting a little fired up about the Bears talk. So we'll
it's kind of good news though for us.
Yeah,
Vikings.
So we'll transition into the Vikings.
Your second favorite team.
Seriously, like when people get me going now, this Bears season has been such a disaster that I you can see my temperature rising, I'm sure. So, yeah, I agree. Let's move on.
I love it. So what do you think of Teddy Bridgewater?
I have gone back and forth with Teddy Bridgewater. I watched that entire game when he played against the Packers. I bet on the Vikings. That was a mistake because he missed every single wide receiver in the world. But then since that point, he's looked okay. And Teddy Bridgewater, to me, is not someone who will ever light the world on fire. He's never going to be a top five quarterback in the NFL. But if you can put a nice defense around him in a running game, I don't know why he wouldn't have success.
What do you think about the Vikings going forward as a team?
I love their coach.
Yep.
I wish the Bears, yeah. I love their coach. I think Zimmer and Arians are the two best, you know, coaches that are up-and-coming coaches right now in the NFL. In terms of Vikings overall, I don't know. It's a good question. Unfortunately, we all can commiserate here on this show, the NFC North will go through Green Bay until Aaron Rodgers isn't playing anymore.
Yep.
Because he's the best quarterback in the NFL, and that's, to argue otherwise would be, you know, delusional at best. I think the Vikings definitely have some young talent coming forward, and if you're talking about the Vikings and Bears, I'd rather be in the Vikings spot because I think the Vikings are definitely pointing upwards, whereas the Bears are pointing downwards.
All right. So the one thing I love about your guys' website, we've mentioned it before, Barstool Sports, it's a lot of fun mixed in with sports, right? You've had a lot of videos, a lot of little clips that you've done. The 300-yard shuttle where you ate the hot dogs in between might have been my favorite clip just because I've run that shuttle, and it's awful, and it sucks, and your legs are burning. How was that eating a hot dog in between?
Oh, it hurt. It hurt real bad. But here's the thing. That's the yearly – I do it every year now. So I try out for the Bears with the 300-yard shuttle before training camp, the day before training camp starts. It just so happened this year, the day before training camp, was National Hot Dog Day, so I couldn't – I mean, my hands were tied on that one.
You had to.
As a professional blogger, I do a lot of sitting around. I don't usually get out of my sweatpants. You guys made me dress up today.
You didn't have to.
Thank you.
Yeah. So the yearly shuttle run is kind of my one time that I'm out and about, and I still have it. As long as I can still complete it, I feel like I have no need to change my lifestyle.
I was a big fan of when you guys tried to eat a whole pizza in a certain amount of time. I thought that was very admirable. I applaud your effort.
Yeah, we do a lot of eating contests, and we find out pretty quickly that we're not good at that. Okay. We do a lot of things that we find out we're not good at.
How else would you know?
Yeah, within the first 5 seconds of the video, we'll be like, oh, okay, well, we probably bit off a little more than we could chew. But yeah, we're up for any challenge. We have the Pat Hill from the Fresno State days, any place, anywhere, anytime. So,
all right, well, if you guys think of a challenge for us that we can all battle together, well, you guys, let's put it together, because I think we can do something here.
Well, we'll have to bet on the game. I mean, the Bears are probably going to lose, but we can make a friendly wager. We'll figure it out, and we'll tweet out whatever the stakes are going to be.
Absolutely. Let's do that. I appreciate your time, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Big Cat. Thank you. When Vikings Connected returns, we've got the man himself, Cordarrelle Patterson, in studio with us to talk about his year on Vikings Connected.